time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone today, I have Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. They are the charity of the month from January. We're going to talk what they do and how you can help them take care of all the things that they have to take care of as far as wildlife and rehabilitating them in the area. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start off with what Second Chance Wildlife does.
So we are one of eight state or federally. I have both licenses, state and federal, rehabilitators that work taking care of all the issues with wildlife throughout the state that where animals are injured, whether it be illness or struck by a vehicle or shooting or something like that. That's what a rehabilitator does. The Division of Wildlife does not take care of injured or these animals. That's our job as rehabilitators.
And that's one of those things that if somebody sees an animal that is injured or anything like that, the best thing to do, call the Division of Wildlife, and then they'll call you, right? That's how it works?
Yeah. They can call me directly. Dispatch calls me all the time directly. But if somebody can't remember who I am or what my name is, they're more than welcome to get a hold of the division. And yes, they will contact me and say, hey, can you assist with this?
Now, in these things like this, some of the things that you deal with, and you deal mostly with birds and raptors, correct?
I do deal with everything, but because Utah is Utah, sadly, very little priority is put on mammals. So most of the mammals I get are from the public and some animal control facilities even throughout the entire state. But the division usually calls me for bird-related, because birds are federally protected.
And you know, it seems like when I went out there and I kind of toured through and looked at everything, you had a lot of eagles and a lot of hawks. And eagles, it seems, it kind of depends on the time of year, is that right?
No, eagles are year-round, and different issues happen throughout the year as well. So wintertime, we see a lot of hit-by-vehicles. We also see that in the summer, but in the winter, there's rarely a safety area for the eagles to go over into because of the snow being pushed off to the side of the road, and so it puts them more out into the road. So sadly, you know, we see a lot of hit-by-vehicles. That is a rehabilitator's number one reason that their patients are admitted, because they have been struck by a vehicle. And then, you know, from that point on, depending on if you're a rehabilitator in a rural area versus a suburb of some place, you might see different issues more often. But yeah, we see a lot of birds, a lot of raptors. Of course, baby season, we see a lot of songbirds. So it just varies. You know, if it's wildlife and it needs help, it's going to come my way.
One of the things that it just seemed, and I don't know if this is just recently, and by recently I mean within the last maybe 5-10 years, seems like every time we talk, one of the main things that you deal with is lead poisoning.
Yes, yes. In fact, I sit on a committee with the state of Utah regarding the eagle population in our state, and one of the biggest concerns that we deal with is lead issues, and it's been a huge problem in our area. In fact, I just lost a golden eagle due to eating prairie dogs that people had gone out and shot and left those poor little bodies everywhere full of lead. And, you know, because that's a sport down here. And it's so sad because then, you know, other things that come along and eat them die. And the gentleman that surrendered the bird, he even admitted, he says, I know lead is toxic, but he wasn't willing to get rid of his ammunition because, you know, he has a bunch of it.
Right, and they do make lead-free ammunition, and it's safe, and they have that.
Absolutely.
So
as accurate, the military uses it. So if the military uses it, that tells you something.
It works just as well.
Yep.
It does the job that it's supposed to, right?
Yeah, and tungsten, and that would be it. The tungsten is marvelous, and that's all I'm asking people to do is, you know, I'm not telling them to stop what they're doing. I'm just asking them, please use a better choice. I mean, you know, we took lead out of paint, and it wasn't because we were against painting. It was because kids were eating it, and we took it out of gasoline. It was going into the air. We didn't want to stop driving. So, you know, different organizations have an agenda out there as to, you know, why they don't want to stop the lead. But the reality is it's prehistoric thinking, and we know better. Unfortunately, I have to see the death constantly as far as those issues. And once in a while, we can save them.
All right, Debbie, I know we've got a lot more information that we want to cover. Are you going to be able to stick around with us for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back with more from Debbie Pappas of Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation.